I'm sitting here watching. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's our intro for the day. I'll play the. So right before I hit the button, I noticed that like my mic is picking up my air conditioner a little bit. So I was like distracted by it. And then I hit the outro button instead of the intro button. So now at the end of the episode, I guess I got to hit the
intro button, not the outro button.
The intro button.
Yeah.
I mean, just kidding. We're done. See ya later.
Yeah. Bye. I was sitting there like, oh, well, that was a fun podcast. It was five seconds of silence.
I'm just so distracted by Hank Trill and Sir Skeet. Sir Skeet, the S's are dollar signs instead of a regular S.
Yeah. That's what makes him really fancy, huh?
Yeah, that's how you know you made it to the big time.
when you can change the S in your name
to dollar signs.
Damn it. I was talking over my beer can opening. I guess I'll just have to open a second one and just power through two of them.
I have nothing to open.
Ah, it's okay. Shh. All right, Gage. First thing is first. We've got some business of order. We've got some business we got to clear up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Wait. Order? Now I don't even know.
We got some business.
Order of business. We got some business. I think it's order. But that doesn't sound right either.
No, but you know what
we got some order of business. A task assigned or a matter to be addressed.
A matter to be addressed. That's what we have.
Or we could just say we got some business to take care of.
Yeah, that we need to address with you guys. So, Gage, it's been 2.5 years that we've been doing this.
Uh-huh.
Last week was the first week that we ever missed an upload. Cue the sad music.
Wait. I was just going to say. Okay, fine. I'll play the actual music.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. There we go.
It was a dark, dark day, Gage.
Literally.
We weren't happy about it, but we knew that our abled bodies were needed elsewhere. Unfortunately, Highlands Ranch, the third wealthiest community in the world. Well, not in the world, but in the United States, I think. Maybe it's fifth.
I think United States. Yeah. I think there's definitely not in the world, but yeah. They're up there. They're always up there in the list.
It was struck by a tornado for the first time in its entire life.
That's right.
And it had been 37 years since the last tornado sighting in Highlands Ranch, but it didn't even touch the ground. This tornado unfortunately ripped through hundreds, maybe even trillions. Nah, definitely not trillions.
hundreds of trillions
of million-dollar homes. And these poor millionaires needed our help.
They did. They needed to call upon
mega millionaires
to pay them. So that's why we were there.
Tech Bruce
Games. We use the money made from this podcast.
Yeah.
To help the poor people of Highlands Ranch.
And sadly, with that being said, we didn't even actually own a chainsaw. We had to call a guy to borrow it.
2 days in a row, we had to call a guy with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And so we, all right, in all seriousness, though. We decided it was Thursday that the tornado hit at like 3:30-ish, 4 o'clock, something
like that. Right around there, yeah.
Yeah, and me and Gage just, we were talking and we just said, screw it. We were going to record that night and we went over to the neighborhood in Highlands Ranch where we've got some family members and it was royally screwed up. Probably, I mean, it was the most devastating thing that I've ever seen that Mother Nature's ever done in person.
Yeah. You know? And it's not like, I mean, you know, don't get us wrong. This wasn't a tornado that, like, you know, you see on the news where it's like an F4 and the city's just gone. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like that. No. But you got to remember, we're in Highlands Ranch. You know, we don't live in Highlands Ranch, but this happened in Highlands Ranch. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's such a bizarre thing to happen there because Highlands Ranch is at almost 6,000 feet. Like, it's just, it was weird. So, like, yeah. You know what it was like. There's just trees everywhere.
Yeah. And I think the thing that that at least it got me, Gage, was, you know, we had this lady across the street from my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah. Two houses down from my parents' house.
Yeah. She was a single mom who had literally of two kids or three kids.
Two kids. Her husband, well, we don't have to get into the details.
Yeah.
He was a turd.
He left her there, and she had literally just paid off her car, like, that morning. Thursday morning, that she received the title for.
Yeah, she went to Douglas County, the DMV, to get the new title, you know, paid off in her name that morning.
And literally, you know, 6 hours later or whatever, 7-8 hours later, this tornado ripped through. A tree fell on the car, ruined it. Then in her backyard, she had two pine trees that had to have been, I don't know, 30, 40 feet tall, something like that.
Yeah, at least they were nice. They were really nice pine trees.
Really nice pine trees that, yeah, somewhere between 30 to 40 feet tall, because they were taller than the house. And that house had to have stood somewhere around that height. And the trees spanned the entire length of the backyard when they fell over. So they fell over. In the process of them falling over, it ripped the deck out of the ground on her house, ripped it off of the house, then destroyed the other tree that was in the backyard. Then it caused two other trees to fall over in the neighboring yards, and those two trees knocked over her fence, which she also has
all
a dog
of her fence.
The entire fence.
Yeah, two. They have two dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was a single mom with these two kids that were like these teenage boys that were maybe, I don't know, 11, 12, something
like
that.
Yeah, I think the boy is... Yeah, about 12. The girl's 15, I think. But they had to go leave. They were going up to the mountains, like, with their dad.
Yeah.
So they split that night. So, yeah, it was just her there with the dogs.
Yeah. So me and Gage said, and that was only the start of it. Like, the entire neighborhood was royally screwed up like this. There were trees on cars all over the place. Backyards absolutely destroyed. So me and Gage had made the decision that podcasting could be justified and held off by a week, and we spent Thursday night until about 9:40. Basically, when the sun was, like, down, we couldn't see anything. Finally made the decision pretty much that it was no longer safe to run a chainsaw. Plus, the chainsaw blade was pretty much gone anyways.
And by that point, we were on our second beer, and it was like, yeah, it's probably time to stop cutting wood. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we could have then podcasted Friday, but the single mom, though, her backyard was nowhere close to being cleaned up.
No, we literally took care of, like, a big ash branch so that her air conditioner could work.
Yep.
And then everybody else just looked at it and was like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah. And that was late Thursday, shortly after the tornado hit. And we were busy, like, going around assessing other backyards, all this stuff.
Yeah, and trying to get stuff out of front yards, too. So people, you know, there's stuff hanging out in my parents' driveway. And
people couldn't get out of their houses, their garages. They're like, it was like an unreasonable thing. So then Friday, both of us went to work in the morning, and both of us just decided podcasting can wait. we need to go back over there and help these people out, especially this single mom. So we went back over there, and for about like, I think it was about like 6 hours-ish, we just went around the neighborhood, chainsawing trees, knocking them down, chopping them up, helping people out. Older people that didn't have really able bodies or the tools to do it, single moms, other families that were like trying to actually, the one family that was like literally staging their house because their house was going to go on the market.
Went on the market today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we're recording this, it's now on the market.
Yeah. And so we were trying to help them out and then helped a few other people out to the best of our ability. So that is the reason why we did not record and post an episode last Friday. So we apologize, but it was very well justified.
Don't be too mad at us.
Yeah. Don't be too mad at us. We weren't out partying at the strip club or something. We were doing hard labor stuff.
No. So I'm looking at the house right now for sale. And luckily, they took all the pictures before the trees fell over.
Oh, there you go. I wonder if they have to retake the pictures in the front yard and backyard and be like, some things changed.
You know what's funny? I'm looking here. They have this giant picture of a longhorn cattle, and I have the same one in my house. Or I'm sorry, not a longhorn, a Highland cattle.
Oh.
I have the same one in my house.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Oh, and they staged that thing, though.
Yeah, they did stage it. It looks pretty nice.
So, yeah, that is the reasoning why. Now, Gage, I want to get your take. Like, what were some of the worst things you saw? What was some of the craziest stuff you saw? Have you seen anything close to this in person?
So, one time when I was maybe 8 or something like that, we were in Edina, Minnesota, visiting my cousins. And, you know, you could see it was getting dark out, and it was like, well, it looks like it's going to storm. And then, so we're hanging out outside. We're kids, you know, mm-hmm. and we're like, this is great. And then all of a sudden, because they have tornado sirens there. I mean, Denver has them, Aurora has them too, but there's no tornado sirens in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
But in Edina, Minnesota, there are. So those started going off, and we actually like went down into the basement, and there was like a tornado that went through. Now, it didn't hit where we were, but it was about like what we saw, you know, in Highlands Ranch. It was about like that, but like we weren't in that area. So, you know, when the tornado was going on here in Highlands Ranch, I was at a bar hanging out with a former coworker, and we had been there only like 15 minutes. And like, you know, the phones go off, you get that alarm, and it's like, you know, it's like, oh, there's a tornado. And you're just like, oh, okay. Yeah, there's a tornado here in Highlands Ranch. And then like, we're like looking out the window, and like all of a sudden it's like, I can't see the road anymore. And, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, I look over at my buddy and I'm like, Dave, there might actually be a tornado. And then all of a sudden the like roof starts leaking, and all the people in the bar, the, you know, the bartenders and stuff, they're all like, we got to get in the back now. And we're like, wait, we want to watch this. They wouldn't let us. So they put us all in the kitchen during the tornado. So we're just like standing in the middle of the kitchen, like drinking a beer, like, so
with the cooks.
Like, can I go back now?
Can you whip me up some chicken wings while you're right. Standing there,
and there,
bro?
Was no cooking going on back there. Like, you know,
like slightly disappointing. Like, I was hoping that guy was going to pull out like a basket of fries kind of ordeal.
Right. You know how great that would be? Yeah. And everybody's just back there drinking, eating fries.
You think that
while
that
the world's ending.
Yeah. You think that would be the least that they could have done, is just whipped up some like waffle fries real quick.
Right. They didn't even comp my beer. Like, what a load. You know?
Not going back to that place ever again.
Obviously, you've heard all these stories, but like, I'm sitting there in the tornado and my mom is sending me pictures from outside during the tornado.
That is great.
Of like, look at the tree. And it's like, what are you doing, mom?
Go to the basement, mom. What are you doing? Stop. I don't care.
Well, she said, you know, she was inside just like chilling, cleaning, doing what my mom does during the day.
Yeah.
And she didn't even like really realize like what was going on out there. And then she looks out the window and the tree's just broken in half. And then she's like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, there must be a storm.
There is a tornado. Oh, yeah. And that's where your mom has seen some crazy shit. I mean, she was a cop, so.
Yeah.
You know, But I mean,
my mom's pretty bad about worrying about her own well-being.
Yeah, that's okay. Not everyone is. Everyone's built different.
Yeah,
as the saying goes, you know.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
What? I guess what was one of the when you were driving up and down the neighborhood? Out of all the stuff, right? Knocked over fences, blown over trees, crushed cars. Trampolines all over the place. Out of everything that you saw, what was like the craziest thing that you saw?
Well, so you bring up the trampoline, and like, isn't that like the quintessential thing you picture with a tornado?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a random trampoline that everybody's like, I don't know where it came from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I came around that corner that night, the first night we went over there on that Thursday, and I saw that trampoline
sitting
and like
on the corner.
It's just like destruction everywhere. But seeing the trampoline, I'm like laughing and I'm like, yeah. All right. So the movies and the TV shows, they're not that far off.
No, they're really not. And that trampoline was like super mangled, too.
Yeah, it was all smashed up and yeah. You know, but, you know, craziest, like, I don't know if you went over on the street behind where my parents are.
Yeah.
But there was a roof over there that was like almost completely peeled off, that tile roof.
Yeah.
Up at the top of our street, there was those two roofs that were all messed up.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's just like there was a spot on Venaford, you know, there where I was driving, and the trees are just like gone. You know,
yeah.
Like where you can tell the tornado went right through. Yeah, and so that's pretty crazy. And then over by where Patrick works, I don't know. Did you drive through there?
Yeah, Eastridge.
Like where? Yeah, Eastridge and the gardens and stuff is over there.
Yep.
Like that place is wrecked through there.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say the craziest thing that I saw was the rec center,
yeah.
Where the fences were gone, trees were knocked off. There was from the condo complex across the street, the patio furniture from multiple condo complexes and the roof peeled off from the condo complex and in landed
the
in the
chimneys.
Pool.
And there were chimneys over there too.
Yeah, yeah. Like everything
like,
had
like the tops of them. Yeah,
peeled off and like crossed the street into the pool. So the pool deck was like destroyed beyond all belief. The roof of that building too is just like mangled and gone. I'm not too sure how they even still have that building open. It seems kind of crazy to me, but. That was the craziest thing, I guess, in terms of like damage, in terms of like semi-humorous, but not humorous because of the, you know, whatever, but it was kind of just like, I can't believe that happened. There was that little like windmill yard decoration fan that,
oh, I forgot about that,
out of the yard and traveled like a house down and landed on a satellite dish.
It came from the
two stories up
behind and then was up like on the roof,
like, okay,
wrapped around the DirecTV thing.
Yeah, I couldn't help but think like the best way to think of that man is like playing frisbee golf with yard decorations and getting a hole in one, and the tornado decided to do that
right.
With a dish
that
mounted on the second
like
story.
We would do as kids, you know, be like, let's see if we can get the, you know, the arrow frisbee up there and wrap it around there.
It
and the tornado's like, ha ha.
It would be so hard to do that. Like, because the disc was like the same size as the dish. Like, the thing had to rip out of the ground. And very perfectly, strategically, and just like, no different than getting like a hole in one in golf, man. Like, it had to just like perfectly like slice right up there and then just poof, just get stuck and that's it. And that's how it landed. And I'm like, that's insane. You know, if that thing
that was wild.
Yeah. If that thing had went like 3 feet higher in like 2 feet to the left about like really like, you know, we're talking maybe a 4 foot distance over. It would have flown through the master bedroom window and probably blew out all the glass and like destroyed that person's bedroom.
Yeah.
Somehow that TV dish, dude, just like it saved everything.
Yeah. And so, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of buildings or I mean, windows that got blown out.
No,
I saw two, I think. So my parents had one, and then the people who sold their house or are selling their house, they had a broken one too.
Yeah.
What my dad said was when the tornado went through and, you know, that pressure change, you know, obviously there's all those attic, we talked about that, all the attic vents and stuff up on top of the house. That yep. section pulled up, you know, the attic covers, you know, that you pop yeah, open pull, to get up into the attic. It sucked him up into the attic.
Yeah.
Yep. So he gets home and they're just like gone. He had to go pull them out of the attic because it got sucked up there. All their fences got blown over. Yep. Like it's just weird, you know?
It's weird because we don't get tornadoes here where we live ever, man. Like,
right.
Ever. There's always, I feel like once a year we do get some sort of tornado warning, but nothing ever touches down. Or if it does, it's right. in like the plains of Colorado, yeah, far east where there's nobody.
Yeah, and we talked about this briefly. Colorado gets more tornadoes than any other state in the United States, and the top two counties are Weld County and Adams County.
Yeah.
But, like, there's never... First off, nobody really lives out there, no. out east, like you said.
Nowhere.
And, no, you know, generally, anything. It's like, you know, an F1, like, that's what went through Highlands Ranch. But it's just there's so many houses, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that,
and it's like there's Colorado. If you don't live here, like there's not a lot of trees. So you know, in a neighborhood is the only place there's really trees. So like, it just wrecks those trees, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and then
and it was yeah.
The craziest part too, man, was that then right. So the city said that they were going to start picking up trees. So mm-hmm. the Friday that we were there, they started picking up some trees. They went as far as they could, and then they left.
Right.
Some of the homeowners apparently contacted the HOA and complained, and they were like, is the city coming back? And the HOA literally told them, no, they went as far as they could. It's going to be on you guys to figure out how to dispose of the rest of those trees. So the neighbors like band together. They all complained, but then they all set up also like a private contractor to come through and start demolishing trees. Right. And apparently they got the private contractor out for like one day, like, you know, call it whatever, Monday. And started getting rid of some of the trees, and they didn't make it all the way down the street. So then the private contractor was gonna come back like this afternoon or whatever, but then this morning Douglas County showed up and got rid of the rest of the trees.
Yeah,
because everyone complained hard enough.
Yeah, so like that. Yeah, like my parents, their stuff all gets hauled away. They paid for it to get hauled away, and then Douglas County comes back afterwards.
Yeah,
and the tree when everything's already gone.
Already gone. What a crappy thing, dude. Yeah.
Oh, so, gosh.
So yeah, that is not to drag it on any further, but that is what we were doing, and it was crazy, but it was good. It felt good. A little bit of community service. My company allowed me to get off work early to go do that. So, but it was good.
And, you know, listen to those alerts on your phone because sometimes they're not wrong.
Apparently they're not lying, we found out. Yeah, there was some truth behind it. So,
yeah, a little bit, not that much.
Yeah. So in other news, Gage.
Yes.
You're just...
Wait, should I hit the news button?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Coming at you live from the Tech Brews Games Studio, it's the Nightly News with Gage and Robert.
And Mitch.
Bringing you today's most important stories.
So, that would have been the greatest thing to lead in with. That's how bad I am. I forget that I have this thing sitting by me where I can press these buttons. Like, we got to hit that button and be like, ladies and gentlemen, there's been an F1 tornado that has touched down in Highlands Ranch, causing untold damages to the trees. Nobody's been injured. Nobody's been killed. But a trampoline did lose its life.
Well, like, this is going to lead into this next conversation.
Okay.
So... Because me and you have kind of an odd setup here, but all of our problems are about to be solved.
Yeah.
So, breaking news. By the time that you guys listen to this podcast on Friday, Gage and I will officially should. Keyword should. Because we're recording this on a Tuesday, and then this will get released on Friday. We should have... our 1,000 subscribers that we need in order to have a monetized YouTube channel.
That's right.
Claps all around.
Yay. Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, there we go.
Now, me and Gage, we have never once sat down and discussed what we would do if we got monetized. What would we do with...
You know, because we're both in agreement. The money we would just put it towards our podcast stuff or the YouTube channel stuff, or I don't know. We've never discussed this before. So
I think we thought this was like 2 years out.
Yeah, we thought we had more time, but we don't. So here we are. So one thing, Gage, that this is this is on my two things on my list. Okay. For the only two things that I really want, three things, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to list three things here. The first three things that I intend on or would like to, and we'll figure out how we do this whole thing, but that I would like to purchase from the YouTube channel money, and knowing that this is all being reinvested. Number one, a Stream Deck. Why?
Nice.
Because if, like, because now we kind of like host share a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But it would be good if I could push leading into like my own stories or like when I want to clap or whatever, if I had my own Stream Deck. And that way there's no missed opportunities. And I don't have to like try and cue over to you like, dude, hey. Hey, push the clapping button. Hey, hey, hey. Hey,
well, I'm sitting here looking over.
Yeah, and I look like a fucking the monkey with the cymbal fucking toy. Like, yeah. So that would be thing number one.
Yeah.
Thing number two that I think is very reasonable and a good request. A nice microphone. A really good microphone with a good pot filter. And I want one that has a clip for the sound boards
thing. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Comes in like
I have one.
Which is good for like just voiceover recordings, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It cuts down on the echoes, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
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 And then thing number three, in which this is not as reasonable, but it's kind of reasonable. I could justify it a little bit. I want to get a 4070 Ti.
Okay.
Which
is pretty reasonable. You're not coming out and saying you want a 4090.
No.
You know?
No. I think 4070 Ti just enough.
Maybe when we have 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Then we can upgrade to 4090s.
We'll see what pumps out here. We don't know what we're walking into here. And I felt the 4070, it's reasonable where we could both easily get one for our computers. It's going to render our videos a lot better, make editing videos way smoother for both of us. And it's definitely kind of reinvesting back into the company in a sense, right?
Plus, how are we going to make reviews on the latest and greatest games if I'm still rolling with a 2070 over here?
I know, right? So you go first on the 4070 and then I'll just piggyback on that. So
yeah, well, I just need a whole new computer. But, you know, hey, one thing at a time.
Okay, take the money and build yourself a new computer, man. That's cool, too.
Yeah.
You know, so what's on your wish list?
I'm getting on Micro Center right now to look up pricing on a 4070.
Okay.
So
what's
they still have 4070. Let's see. Hold on. My wish list. I'm with you on the microphones. I do love my Wave DX, but I want to experiment, you know. I want to try out a Shure SM7B or, you know, that's like the ultimate podcast mic. And maybe some people like them, maybe they don't, or, you know, get a nice Rode or something like that. Like, I want to figure that out. Now, obviously, half of it is how you edit it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of top of my list. You know, obviously, I like podcasting in person better, but that's down the road. But, like, if we, you know, who knows if this is ever going to happen, but like if we could both quit our jobs and we just kind of did this, or, you know, I do my business for kind of half time and this the other half, like we meet up every Saturday morning and podcast because we're both morning people.
Yep.
And I think we're funnier in the morning, you know?
Yeah. We're not exhausted powering through beers to keep us semi-awake or, you know, like a 7 a.m. recording time would be perfect for me, or like 8 a.m. because it would give me
like
enough time.
You go for your morning workout, go for your morning walk, whatever that looks like. And then we meet up at our shared office space somewhere in between us in the tornado ravaged Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
And then at once we're there, we both have the microphone of choice, whatever we want, a Shure SM7B, something like that. We've got our Rodecaster Pro 2, so we can kind of adjust stuff on the fly. That has four inputs, so then we've got a separate setup for when Mitch is there. Yep. We got an extra one for when we're interviewing big people, whatever that looks like. So that's one of the things that I would like, is definitely upgrading the podcasting and the microphones and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And especially, because the podcasting is something, it's what started this whole thing to begin with, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's no way that me and you could ever comfortably, like, just let it go with how much we put into it. And how much we like it, enjoy it, and it's...
And that might change over time. So maybe we're going to do it live at some points, like... Mm-hmm. When we were golfing on Sunday, I golfed with Mitch and we talked about it and kind of talked about, like, you know, what would be fun to do in a podcast or what would, you know. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And I think doing it live on the YouTube channel would be fun. Obviously, we got to be careful about what we say, but we're pretty good at that for the most part.
Yeah. It's kind of a switch that we can turn on and off, at least internally for me, especially with having kids.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not so good at that yet.
Yeah, I can go into a parenting mode pretty easily, but I think that would be a lot of fun. And I think just if we had our own studio, had better microphones, all that kind of good stuff, had in-person interviews, whatever, I would want to start posting more podcasts, like live podcast episodes on like YouTube and not just on the, so then that, cause apparently, man, that there's actually a very good amount of people that listen to podcasts on YouTube.
It's a huge definitely market that a we growing thing. And you can see that, like, when we're, you know, on, you know, looking at our YouTube channel, there's that whole other tab for podcasting. Now, I don't know if I would want it on our main YouTube channel. I think I'd want a separate podcast channel, like you see, like, Marquez Brownlee do, those kind of people. And then you just kind of have clips on there too of the podcast, or, you know, you could turn that into a short, you know, and I think that'd be kind of fun to film them too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something to think about.
That's what I would want, is that if we got to that level of, we were doing a podcast studio, I would want at that point almost just like office space where we would have, in all honesty, like I would have my own, we would have like a video editing room that whether we took turns using or we had a full-time editor, we would have a podcasting room and then maybe even like a recording room for doing, whether it was like tech reviews or in just like videos that we are doing in doing voiceovers in, but we could still record ourselves if we wanted to, like I've done in some of my YouTube videos, where I just record myself talking like into the camera or whatever.
Right.
You know, and be able to have that ability, I guess. And more so like reviews and stuff. Like I'd love to be able to do a review like on this gaming monitor that I bought, because I think it's fucking awesome. So that would be the bigger goal right now, right? Our goal has been to get to this 1,000 subs, and we're probably, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight until I see it.
You know what's going to happen at, like, you know, if your alarm's set for 4:30, we'll hit 1,000 at 4:29.
yeah, right? Like, I've literally just been watching this thing all day. Like, there's a little bit, well, and I guess I don't know for you, Gage. I'll speak for myself here at least. But for me, man, I took a stab at YouTube about 2.5 years ago after I found out the freedom it provides people, the amount of money you can actually make on it, the techniques behind it, teaching myself how to like record, how to video edit, how to do audio editing, how to get a better microphone, how to do cinematography, how to do script writing, how to do like all of this stuff, right? And it's taken me years and years and years to get to a point where I could even have like a semi-decent channel, you know, in my eyes. So
yeah,
it taking 2.5 years to literally finally hit this threshold of like, and thank God for you and your help and your expertise in this whole thing, man, because you've been like a huge part in this. But it's like, it took 2.5 years to finally get to this fucking point when
by myself, I thought I was going to be like, there's no way. I'm just going to quit. There's no way I could do this by myself. And there's no way I'm going to get to 1,000 subs. Like, that's impossible. And now here we are, staring it in the face.
It definitely makes it easier when, you know, whether you know, obviously you and I don't really communicate in our videos what we're doing or anything like that. We're going to change that, obviously, but, you know, it makes it easier when there's just like, you know, you don't have to do it every week, you know, or, you know, where you got it a week, I got it a week, you got it a week. Like, it helps break it up.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if you're not working or, you know, whatever, like, you could do it easily one a week. But like for me and you, like we could probably do one a week ourselves, but it would not be very good.
No, unless this became a full-time job, right?
Oh, yeah.
If I could quit my job, if this salary sufficed and I could quit my job tomorrow, I would probably, man, build at least for sure one more channel, maybe two more channels.
Yeah.
And my goal would be to pump out three videos a week or just keep our one channel, and I would try to pump out like three videos a week or do like two videos a week and do like five shorts a week or something like that. And like try to like double or triple the amount of production that I'm doing on it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think my thought on it is, you know, and we've kind of talked about this. I'm more of a quality over quantity, where I would rather have more channels than more videos on one, because I have those channels that post three times a week that I really look forward to. But like somebody even like Linus, who posts every day, mm-hmm. I never watch all his videos. No. I kind of pick through them, like which ones I want to see. Obviously, when you have 15 million subscribers or whatever he has, it's a little different.
And he has his own editing guy. And
The dude's got like 100 employees. Yeah. So he's doing all right. I lean more towards like a quality video every week, maybe two every once in a while, and then just have multiple channels.
Yeah, because I would want to do our TBG gaming channel.
Right.
That's just, it's streaming, it's like gaming tips and tricks, it's tutorials, it's whatever. Ours right now is starting to lean more towards, in what we've kind of discussed, is more towards, and we figured this out by the niche that we hit, apparently, because the algorithm picked up this video and it took it, and we're just kind of realizing this is, I think, a really fun topic to cover that seems to be that people enjoy, but it's pinning down like historical games that we all fell in love with in the 90s, 80s, 90s, you know, early 2000s. And how did this evolve gaming? How did it get us to where we're at today? What effects did these games have on other video games that you've played? And kind of diving into that and giving our opinions and where we think that it's going to go with all this stuff. And it seems to be, I think it's a great idea, and you hit the nail on the head with it, Gage, when you created that SimCity one, because there's like so much depth to it. There's a lot of depth to it that I haven't really seen a YouTube channel really cover it in that sense of like how they're mending all this stuff together. There's plenty of reviews on SimCity 1 in first, you know, whatever, 2000, 3000, 4004 SimCity, but it's just a different technique, right? And so this channel is going to go towards that. I would love a gaming channel, and then I'd love a tech channel. One that mean you could just buy a gaming monitor, do a review on it. Buy a new graphics card, do a review on it.
Sure.
You know, split it up.
Yeah, and I mean that's kind of where you get into Linus territory, where the main channel isn't necessarily reviews. They've got their now kind of like unboxing review channel, Short Circuit, and, you know, you branch out to that point, but that's, something you work up to, so...
Yeah. So I think that those are the big goals, but like personally, man, like I said, I'm ecstatic for this because I've wanted to
be monetized on YouTube for 2.5 years, and it just felt like such a struggle to get here. But it feels like we're starting to get a better understanding of how this all works and operates and how to actually like push it forward. So it's just really cool to see. And, you know, all it took was one video, one short and one video for the algorithm to pick up. There was the Diablo tier list short that took off and got us to like, I don't know, it's sitting at like 60,000 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's like 65, maybe. I'm on here. I'm like responding to people's comments.
And then, yeah. And then, oh, God, and that's a whole nother story we'll get into. But it's at 62,000. And that was the first one that just like we looked over one day.
65,000, Robert. 65,854. Sorry. Yeah.
Be so sorry. And I looked over and it's just like, Gage texted me and he's like, dude, your short went off. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he shows me, and it's this short that I made like 3 weeks ago about a Diablo tier list. And I'm like, why are people even looking at that, dude? That's a old tier list that doesn't even make any sense anymore. And it's still going today. People comment on it literally like a couple today, and they're just like, this is a terrible tier list. I don't even know what you're talking about. And I'm like, bro, I made this shit like 2 months ago now or something. I don't, like, I literally, a month and a half ago. Like, I don't know right, why you're even.
It's dated. Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing with like shorts too, is like, nobody spends the time to like look up, oh, when was this posted? They're just like, this is terrible. Fuck you.
even though we literally pinned at the very top of that, like, this is an outdated tier list. Don't listen to it.
Like just ignore it.
Ignore it. Our opinion has updated. And people just don't care. They just keep going with it. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. But and then you posted your video, Gage. Now it's been live for 11 days and you're sitting at, what is it, 96,000
views?
I believe.
Let me see.
It's like 95,800.
96,860. We could hit 100,000 tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, crazy. I remember like when it started like last week, it was like, bro, it's got 1,000 views. And it's just been like rolling, man.
Yeah. It just kept going, dude. And then in that's where YouTube is just crazy, man. You can't get yourself down because of bad comments. You can't get yourself down because one video didn't make it today or didn't really get a lot of views tomorrow or the next day. Because I remember when you posted that video, it didn't really do anything for like 3 days. And then all of a sudden it just like poop and off it went.
And it is hard. Like you get on there like an hour later and you're like, what the only 3 fucking views?
Well, yeah, now it's like even I'm self-conscious about my own video now. I'm like, oh God, next week's video is gonna suck. Gage killed it. I'm gonna be terrible. So I'm like texting Gage earlier today. I'm like, can you read my script, bro? Because this is just gonna be bad.
We'll have to get my sister involved because she's really good at like proofreading stuff and that kind of stuff. Because yeah. I'm all right, but it's one thing when you're reading it. But like she always had to help me with my papers and stuff. And one time, not to brag, one time I was in a magazine and I had to like put in a bio of myself.
Yeah.
So I wrote it and then I sent it to her and then she was like, yeah, it's pretty good. And then she sent it back with like all these edits. And I'm like, you can be honest with me. I know it's not good.
and that's where, man, yeah, I'm just going to enjoy the ride. That's all I can think of is just like, why stress about this? Why care? Why worry too much when our channel has not really had a direction until now, until me right. and you've decided, you know what? I think this is actually a good way to go. And you were doing videos based off of the YouTubers that you liked. My videos were based off of the YouTubers that I liked. We were just trying to see what kind of like stuck. And I was trying
You just throw everything at the wall until something sticks.
Yeah, and that's all we did was just, yeah, we just were trying literally anything and everything. We're like, fuck it. Let's just, we'll see what sticks. God will show us the path one day. And
Jesus, take the wheel.
and here it is.
That's it. And here's the thing, too. You know, you mentioned you want me to read through stuff, but like, man, you don't even have to spell stuff right. No. I misspelled a word in my thumbnail.
Yeah, in that comment that you pinned has so many likes and so many comments. It's hysterical. I was reading through them earlier today, and I was like, this is fantastic, man.
I know. People well, and like shit. I said to you, I was like, I got to pin this because everybody else is going to put the same thing like, oh, you misspelled brief, I before E, except after C. And then, like, I looked at it and I'm like, yeah, fuck, I did misspell that. And then I was like, well, this guy was the first one to post it. So here you go, Trooper Guy 715. Thanks for the comment.
Yeah. But what's fun and reassuring, too, though, man, is like, there's a lot of people that are commenting that have just been like, And we've gotten this, I guess, not just on this video. It's been a couple of videos, but it's like playing golf, right? You play golf and it's like the first 16 holes, you suck. You're terrible. People are making fun of you. This is garbage. It's just like, right? And then all of a sudden, dude, you have this amazing shot, right? And it just... Right. It's magical, and you're like, I'm going to play this game for the rest of my life. That's it. That's all I needed. It's the best.
That's all you need is that one thing to keep you going.
That's all we needed.
And you know what's funny is, like, with golf, nobody remembers really how bad you are, but they're going to remember that shot, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what shot do I remember from when we were playing on Sunday? The ball that went backwards.
That's amazing. That's just absolutely amazing. And
but, to defend myself, it hit a rock.
Yeah. Sure, man.
Yeah.
And that's where, man, I feel like what I've learned is YouTube is almost the same way. It's like we post all this stuff. We got excited when it had 20 reviews. We got excited when it had 80 reviews. Then all of a sudden we got excited, man, when we saw like, you know, 200, 500. When we got the first 1,000, it was like, holy crap, dude. We have 1,000 views, man. That's insane. Can you believe that? Like, bro, you're killing it, bro. Look at this shit, bro. And now it's like we're staring at these shorts and videos that are at like 65 and 95,000. And I can't help but look back at some of my other videos where I'm like, oh, man, this pile of shit got only 300 views. Like, damn, that sucks. You know?
See, I look back at mine and I'm like, why don't these have more views? No. No, because I'd go back and watch them and be like,
yeah, that's why. Oh, yeah. There was zero direction to that entire video. I would have exited out of that video, too.
I'm just rambling. All right. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And now that we have this, like, this technique, we have these, like, in our thumbnails are coming together, right? We're getting this kind of template going, I guess, for thumbnails. So people know that it's one of our videos scrolling through a sea of
videos,
billions of videos. They can just pull ours out of a crowd and be like, oh yeah, I love these videos. So, it's coming together, man. It feels good. Right.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's good to have something exciting in life because it gets a little boring at times, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, when all of a sudden something starts taking off, you know, it makes me think of I'll see if I can find it. And you might have seen it on like Instagram or something like that. But there's this dude on YouTube. He makes these videos about like what happens over the course of like a YouTube career, you know. And so like it's like a 1 minute video of like the like, okay, you start off like you're just posting random videos, and then like he pops on and he's like, all right, well, that last video seemed to do really well, so I'm just gonna follow that, you know, and keep doing that. And then like now they get to a point and then they just turn into like douchebags, and then there's some sort of a like controversy or something like that. So like we're on the uphill right now, but like who's gonna fuck up?
Yeah, someone will screw up, hit a very sensitive subject for someone somewhere. Society will blow up with it, and then it'll be it, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes channels don't necessarily do that. But look at Mr. Beast, right?
Right.
His buddy came out as whatever, transgender, I believe
trans,
it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that shit's been all over online, everywhere.
Right.
And they like hate Mr. Beast for it. It doesn't even make any sense. You know,
yeah, they just, yeah, Chris, his name's Chris, yep. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So people want, you know, and that's kind of the problem with when you become that big. And, you know, obviously Mr. Beast has these recurring, not characters, but people on his show.
Yep.
And, you know, there's going to be stuff with that, like, yeah, but
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's about it. Yep, yeah,
exactly.
People love drama. So we just don't want to, let's not end up on the drama channels.
Yeah, and that's where me and Gage will just have to reevaluate, I think, some of the content we've put out, where we're going with the channel, reestablish. There might be a few things deleted. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll. It's exciting, nonetheless. By the time you guys hear this, hopefully we'll have 1,000 views.
1,000 subscribers.
Sorry, 1,000 subscribers. Well over 1,000 views.
I was going to say, I hope we don't have 1,000 views. Something really bad must happen.
Yeah, well over that. And just so you guys know, for future TBG videos, there may be a new name coming too. That's to be announced. It's not official yet, but...
Turkey Balls... I can't think of a G word.
Giblets. Turkey ball giblets.
Giblets. Giblets. Giblets. Giblets. Is it giblets or is it giblets?
It could be either or, really.
Yeah. Okay. It
could really be either or. So, all right. That's what I had, at least for that stuff. Gage, did you have any other comments on that stuff?
Nope. That was it.
All right. I got, could you, hit the guess that price button or most expensive things in the world button.
Oh, yeah. Where? There it is.
Have you ever thought to yourself, boy, I wonder how much that goes for online? Look at all of this junk I own. Here in this segment, me,
Mitch,
Engage, help you find the answers that you probably weren't really looking for until you email us. Here in this segment, are you sure that's the right price?
Mitch.
All right. In this episode, Gage.
Yes.
Most expensive golf courses in the world. Ooh,
in the world?
In the world, I think.
Okay.
Except for, kind of looks like it's maybe. Oh, no. Yep, it's in the world. Okay. So, reason I bring this up, Gage, we had our golf tournament at Plum Creek on Sunday.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, man, $100 to play golf? This is outrageous. That's insane.
At Plum Creek.
Screw that place. I'm probably never going to go back. It's pretty expensive. Not going to lie. Can find way cheaper places. Even if it's a 45-minute drive, if it saves me $40, I'd rather go play there. So I thought to myself, oh, wait, hold on. And then we got done with that. You know, Mitch won the tournament, even though he lied about his score, and we all know it. And... he won a bald eagle romper with an American flag sweatband and American flag sunglasses and American flag cape. Yeah.
It was a good look on him. I mean, it wouldn't have looked the same on me.
I don't believe that one bit. I think he would.
I guess
look
I got to win it next year.
And more American than Mitch. Mitch is just a goofy bastard. I mean, he could look goofing just about anything.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
But
I'll win it next year, and we'll let the fans decide.
We'll let the fans decide. I played golf. I'm going to go over the story real quick. Then I played another tournament yesterday, the following day, after our golf tournament, at this place called the Ravina. And at the Ravina, man, I came to find out, right, private golf course just north of Arrowhead. Gage, guess how much an annual membership to this golf course will run you?
Now, does that include like unlimited golf, or do you still have to pay per round?
Okay, no, so it's unlimited golf, unlimited, you know, driving range balls. Plus, they do little events for Mother's Day and food and ceremonies.
What's it called?
Else. The Ravina.
I've never even heard of it.
That's how private it is.
Huh. Yeah.
Apparently, man, Sanctuary is well known because it's out in the open and
sure.
It's everyone knows that the Remax guy owns it, but the Ravina, super pristine. No one knows of it. Super tucked away in the foothills. I played it though, man. Oh my God. Nicest golf course I've ever played in my entire life. By far. No joke.
You didn't even feel like you fit in, probably.
Oh my God, dude. It was embarrassing. I looked like an idiot.
Like, oh, and I better tuck my shirt in.
Yeah. It makes Arrowhead and Castle Pines look like fucking chump work. And the difficulty of this golf course too, man, beyond frustrating. Holy crap. It was insanity. So I am super glad that I can say that I've played it, and if anyone gave me the opportunity, I would go back in a heartbeat. How much do you think the annual membership is for this thing?
I wouldn't even 12,000?
More.
15,000. 20,000. 40,000. 80,000. Shut the fuck up. $100,000.
$100,000 a year, dude.
To play golf?
Yes. Can you believe that? And
oh my gosh.
That breaks down though, Gage, to about $274 a day.
Okay.
Actually, not like when you break it down to that, like, I mean, expensive, but
that's not as like
$100 more than Castle Pines.
Yeah. But you got to play 365 days a year to make that worth it.
Hell yeah. Fuck. I mean, if I were retired, I'd give it a stab.
I would too. I just looked it up, and I mean, I know right where this is. I had no idea that existed.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
The houses
man.
Look pretty nice around it.
Yeah. The cheapest house in there, I think, was $2 million, and the most expensive one was like $17 million. So.
Okay.
All right. So, most expensive golf courses in the world, though. We're going to start with number 8.
Now, is this per round?
This is broken down per round. Yep.
Okay.
This one is called, I think, Kiowa Island Ocean Course. I'm not going to go into descriptions and all this kind of crap, but the venue for the 2021 PGA Championship was held, 1991 Ryder Cup. Walk-in only course. How much are the green fees?
$350. I don't even know like what a reasonable guess would be.
I'll get you started on this first one. $463 for one round, and you have
okay.
It's walking only. You have to have a caddy, and you have to tip the caddy. The standard tip for a caddy is $100. So we're talking $563 right out the gate.
Okay.
Seventh.
How do I become a caddy at that golf course?
Fucking A, right? 7th most expensive golf course in the world. St. Andrews in Scotland. Very, very famous golf course. Same thing, walking only, have to have a caddy. My family has actually golfed here before. Said, right. Believe it or not, dude, it's a terrible course. It's not fun. It is like a link style. There's balls all over the fucking place. It's annoying. There's apparently one massive bunker that I think they said it's either 3 or 4 holes share. And this one bunker
is like this massive, massive bunker, and that there will you'll walk down there, dude, and there's just like 15 people standing down there, and you just launch it out there at them in hopes you don't hit someone. And then when you walk down in there, you walk down in there, dude, and you hit fucking quickly, knowing what's coming your way. I think it's four fairways that share it. So guess how much a round at St. Andrews will run you?
520.
Ooh, very, very close.
Okay.
478.
Okay. Doesn't sound like it's worth it to me.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, I think it's more so just because it's super historic, so.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm going to skip over that one. I'm going to number five now, the Wynn Golf Club, which you know the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas, yeah, right?
Of course.
So this is their built golf course in Las Vegas, Nevada. Guess it's in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was built in 2005. They optimized it just recently, make it a little bit harder, reopened it in 2019. How much do you think this one goes for?
620.
Oof, little high. 550.
Okay.
Yeah. And just to give you a range, they're all kind of within that three-figure range. This one will surprise you, the location. This one's called Whistling Straits, the Straits Course. It is out in, believe it or not, Haven, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Weird place to have an incredibly expensive golf course, right? Makes you think like fucking Aaron Rodgers built it or something. Wanted to charge out the wazoo for it. This one hosted the venue for the 2021 Ryder Cup in the Straits course at Whistling Straits. How much do you think this one is? You were pretty close last time.
$620.
$555.
Fuck.
All right, we're going to skip up. This one may surprise you, man. The second most expensive golf course in the entire world is probably one of the most famous golf courses in the entire world.
Okay. Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach is the second most expensive golf course in the entire world.
$620.
Boom. On the money.
$620. I just got to guess that for every single one.
Well, obviously you can't guess it for this next one.
621. No.
This one I don't understand. I've never heard of it. It must be incredibly private. I guess I don't watch a lot of golf. I will watch golf, but maybe I didn't watch enough golf, I guess. But this one is called Shadow Creek in Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you ever heard of it?
Ooh, no. Is it like down on the strip?
It's up against the foothills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At least according to this picture, it looks like it. Let's see. The course claimed the crown in 2019, which then they increased their green fees from $600 per round to this new price. Based on the course, has not looked back since, and it hiked its fees again in 2021. It's a ridiculous amount of money, dude. I would never... I'll never pay this much for a round of golf ever, especially with how fucking bad I am. Okay.
What did you say it was called again?
Shadow Creek in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm gonna Google it here. I'm not looking up the price. I just want to see what it looks like from the satellite.
I mean, it looks at these pictures that I'm looking at, man, it looks really nice. Really, really nice. But still, it's like, man, there's no way.
$800.
$1,000.
Really? Because like I'm looking at it from like, don't get me wrong, it looks like a little oasis out there in the middle of that place. Yeah. But like it's the it's pretty tight course, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I don't get it. You'll maybe never catch me playing it. Because
it's Vegas? But it is. It's out there for sure. It's way up north and... Huh.
Yeah, unless I win a trip out there, I ain't playing it.
Yeah, no.
You'll never catch me playing it. So...
But looking at the pictures on the course, it doesn't look like Las Vegas at all.
No.
Like, it doesn't look like the desert.
Incredibly green grass. Well, and these are probably souped up pictures and stuff, obviously, but...
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the layout looks fun. It looks difficult. It looks fun. Trees, good trees, amount of trees and dog legs and crazy distances. When it comes to golf, if you're not a golf expert, man, it really boils down to, like, you don't always just hit the club as far as you can and that's it. Like, it's really about, like, correct layups based off of your best clubs and how much you can add backspin based off of the slope of the green and all this other stuff. Man, golf is way more technical than anyone thinks, but it looks like a good course, but too bad. I'll never play it because fuck that.
Yep. No. Nope. Right. Me neither. But, you know, that right there is a prime example of why you're only allowed to water your yard 3 days a week.
Yep.
It's so people in the desert can have that water to water their fancy golf course and charge $1,000 per person.
Boom. Exactly. Well, in Las Vegas, unfortunately, you guys will be cut off from Colorado water here very shortly because, well, not cut off, I should say, but very restricted. Colorado, I believe, beginning at the end of this year, is putting in restrictions on how much water we're actually going to give to Arizona, Las Vegas, California, all the states west of here. Nice. Because we actually need more water, and all of you guys have been consuming more water than we have at this point. So
yeah, you're sucking us dry.
Congratulations. You are all hosed. And nobody here cares. Go dig a well. Nah. We don't care.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, that's all I had, Gage. What do you got, buddy?
I got really nothing other than we talked about RTX 4070 Ti's earlier. The cheapest one I can find is, well, you want to take a guess how much the cheapest 4070 Ti at Micro Center is?
$700?
Yeah, they're $800. They're more expensive than I thought they were.
Yeah, if you check, in which maybe if you didn't go Ti, I know that they sell them at Best Buy for cheaper, but...
Yeah, because like a 4070 was like $600.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can definitely... buy a good 4070 Ti, man, which I, at least in my mind, that's definitely the graphics card to go with. It really hits a good sweet spot. If you actually head over to, I think it's like benchmarkgpu.com or some shit like that, benchmark.com. Let's see here, and I will find it. But this website has a good, it's a good source for checking on what you are about to buy to make sure that, God, what is it called, actually? I'm drawing a blank on it now.
I don't know.
It's something along those lines, but it breaks down based on performance, dollar amount, all of this stuff, and it's going to give you the best ratings and ranks for, like, if you don't care about money, this is what you should buy. If you want the most bang for your buck, this is what you should buy. If you're looking for just AMD, this is what you should buy. So I'll have to find this website because I used to use it all the time. So I'll post that maybe on the social media page or we'll talk about it on the next podcast.
Yeah, I like that.
So what else you got, dude?
That's it, man.
That's it. Well, since we have been sitting here, Gage, sad we didn't make 1,000 during the podcast. I was hoping we'd hit it, but we did gain 4 new subscribers while sitting here. So
nice.
I'll accept it.
All right. So if we had 4, that means, okay, it's going to take 5 more hours, right? Am I doing the math right? Yes. So hopefully tomorrow when we wake up, we'll see 1,000 on there.
You might get a text from me at like 5 a.m. just like flipping out, dude.
We made it. We made it.
We did it. We did it. So hope you're a super early riser like like me, but
yeah, I'll be up early. I got a job at like 6 a.m. So
word dog, word.
Dope. Nice.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks for joining us. Feels good to be back. Sorry about last week, but we appreciate you guys and sticking in there. Be kind to each other. That's just the world we live in these days. Be sure to go. What was that?
I dropped my chapstick.
Sweet, sweet. Yep. Be sure to check us out over on YouTube. If you haven't, go and subscribe. Help us get to 1,000. We love you guys. Yeah. See you in the next episode. Hit that intro button, baby.
I was going to do it. You didn't have to remind me. Later.